lost are safe, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name.
We are on the third commandment, which says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Let me say this again. We are focused on the Ten Commandments, the laws that guide us in living the unlimited life of absolute good that we are here to manifest, to live, move, and have our being in. And we are on this awesome third commandment, which says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Now, I used to think that this meant that you couldn't say a curse word, and especially one with the word God in it, that you could not say anything about God that was negative. But this actually, this commandment goes a lot deeper than that. In Luke 17:21, when asked where the kingdom of God was, Jesus said, the kingdom is neither here nor there. The kingdom is within you. And so the issue is, what are you saying about the power in you? In Luke 12:32, Jesus said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so the issue becomes, have you opened your consciousness to receive it? Have you opened your consciousness to embrace it, to embody it, to demonstrate it? Or have you used your words to deny its existence, the existence of the very substance in which you live and you move and you have your being? Are you speaking words that undermine the kingdom of God in you? What, beloved, are you telling yourself? Are you grateful that you realize there is too much joy in the universe to radiate anything less than who you are? Let me say this again. I want you to make sure you put your phones on mute, because I want to make sure that we not only share this message with ourselves, but that we share it with many others. Are you grateful that you realize there's too much joy in the universe, too much joy in the universe to radiate anything less than who you are? You are the I am that I am, the image and likeness of power, the image and likeness of strength, the image and likeness of love, the image and likeness of victory. Have you stopped saying things that second guess the God, the kingdom in you? I want to give you a little example in the scripture. Moses was into second guessing himself. Who am I to lead the people, Moses said. I can't even speak well. I don't think I'm the person. And when he went to the spirit within, God revealed what he needed to tell the Israelites. He needed to tell them the I am sent him. I am that I am. I am the name of his own indwelling spirit. He began to learn the power of his thoughts and his words and their ability to project the spirit in the natural. Through his connection to the divine within, he was held to a higher standard. He knew that every single thought, every word, every single utterance is speaking truth to power. That we cannot speak in a manner that undermines our greatness. We cannot speak in a manner that undermines our greatness. That is the heart of the third commandment. We cannot marginalize. We cannot denigrate the God that we are inseparable from. That's what's wrong with the N-word. It says, I'm less than, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not energetic enough, I'm not worthy. And we don't stop at words. What happens, beloved, is that we go on and on taking our divine nature in vain. We have whole monologues that go inside our heads, doubting ourselves, frustrating our potential, complaining about our past, worrying about our future, instead of realizing the divine potential right here, right now. Wherever you are and whenever you are in the now moment, you are the fullest demonstration of God shining a light as you. We have the power to demonstrate our good right now. We have the power to mold and shape and express our joy right now. We have the power to co-create with the universe of endless possibility right now. I will not take the name of the Lord my God in vain. Jesus says in Matthew 12:36, you shall give an account on judgment day for every careless word, every single careless word that you utter. What's judgment day? Judgment day is every day. Judgment day is the period of reaping what we sow in thought and word and action, and we do that every moment of the day. When we participate in a pity party about how everything is screwed up for us, or we don't have anyone, and how we haven't done what we intended to do, we are taking the Lord's name in vain. When we dwell in the negative, what happens is that we give power to it. Whatever we speak, we decree. If we talk about being poor, then we are decreeing poverty. If we talk about illness, then we are decreeing it. If we talk about bad relationships, we decree them. If we talk about insecurity or loneliness or lack, we decree it. We have to shift the paradigm, and instead wallowing in the bad stuff, we have to step up to the plate and begin affirming how we are going to use our lives and invest our resources, that unlimited and inexhaustible supply that we have as full manifestations of all that spirit is. I know somebody who spent 25 years talking about why they never went to law school and all of the obligations that they have, in all of the things that interfere with the application process. And what happened is that they told that same story for 25 years, in which time they could have gone to law school, graduated from law school, passed the bar, been admitted as a lawyer, and practiced law for 20 years. But they are still talking about it. We have to listen to ourselves closely, to the stories that we are telling, and we have to open up our minds, our hearts, and our souls to tell a new one, to stop taking the name of the Lord in vain. We open up our circle today with the full understanding that we have to speak victory. The victory that is empowered in every aspect of who we are. We open up our circle today filled with the understanding of the third commandment, that we are not talking about a God that is separate from who we are, but we are talking about the love and the light and the power and the success and the victory that we encompass in every single step. We don't have to worry about what happened in the past, who said what or who did what or what happened way back then. We don't have to worry about where we've come from. We don't even have to worry about where we're going. All we have to do is acknowledge the presence and the power of God here and now in this circle. We lift up this power, this unlimited and absolute good, this power and this presence that is always feeding us, always anointing us, always giving us, always enlightening us, always protecting us, always uplifting us. And we judge not by the appearances today, because in this moment here and now of absolute good, we are the I am that I am. We are the I am that I am. We are the I am that I am.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
You. longest line this morning, Lord. I thank you for the love and I thank you for the strength. Dear Lord, just praising your name. Thanking you for my health and strength.
And I feel dead.
Thanking you, dear Lord, for you giving me the strength day by day. And Lord,
my hope is
it's raining this morning.
Into the universal soil of energy, opening doors and avenues and opportunities to receive all that we desire. And so it might not happen when you want it to happen, but it is going to take place when you need it and how you need it, as you grow, as you expand to serve the higher purpose of God, always expressing as you. And in this divine expression, we will not take who we are. We will not take God's name in vain. This is our season to stop taking our name in vain, the name of infinite power, the name of absolute good, the name that is always expressing as us, in vain. This is our time to speak truth to power. This is our time to acknowledge the greatness within. And even as God told Moses, you may not think that you're able to speak, but here's the thing, I'm going to let your brother Aaron speak for you. And so when we don't have what we need, the universe will supply it. The universe will feed us daily with the manna that we need exactly when we need it. This is the time to turn our thoughts away from loss, away from denial, away from rejection, away from lack, limitation, and worry, and say, my battle is won. My mustard seed has grown. My water is walk. My sores are healed. My demons have fled. My vision is restored. This is my time to stop stressing and judging and undermining and know my peace is stilled. My ask is answered. My door is open. My seek has found. This is the time that I will say, my God is a great God. My God is an awesome God. My God never ever fails. Even when you mean something for evil, my God turns it and molds it and shapes it into good. I soar in the name of the Almighty's everlasting power. I lie in its infinite possibility. I dance in its perfect harmony. I leap in its joyful success. This is my time to say, Yahweh, Jehovah, awesome, wonder, amazing, grace, infinite, unlimited, inexhaustible supply. I am great. I am greater than before. My light is everywhere present. I am one with absolute good because I know that spirit is my life. I am one with absolute good because I know that spirit is my life. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Good word.
Good word.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a great one. All restrictions are removed. It's your love that's broken through, and I'm free.